you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 27, 2019. Prime Life Times papers should arrive any minute, any moment. We're waiting on them.
That's very exciting. Every single month, that's very exciting.
This will be number 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 6. This will be the 17th month. 17
People don't know
months.
What you're looking at. You're looking at the papers.
Yeah, I'm looking
as you
at the papers
them.
On the wall. In fact, anytime somebody comes and visits the studio, that's one of the first things I say, look at that wall. That's our last, well, after I put it up today, the last 17 months, that's what we've been producing through the Prime Life Times, and we thank God for that opportunity and the gift that it was given to us.
Yeah.
In fact, when we had Dr. Webb in on Monday, and we talked about Memorization Monday, Bill Gingold worked for Dr. Webb for about 5 years. They collaborated on something. He was doing, Dr. Gingold was doing research on elderly and cognitive thinking and other things. They worked together. They collaborated.
I didn't even hear that part of the conversation.
Oh, no. That was when I was talking to Dr. Webb beforehand, and I was showing him the wall, as I show just about anyone that comes in. And he goes, an interesting thing about the Prime Life Times and Dr. Gingold. And
how interesting.
Dave knew him.
Small world.
So, yep, small world. Yeah. Hey, so you have a bunch laid out.
Yeah.
I have a bunch laid out. Holly's in here working away. Holly, do you want to be on today's program? Shake it away. Okay. Holly's working away. You might not know behind the scenes. She helps out with this radio ministry, comes in many days and helps out with bookkeeping and cleaning up things and sending out mailings. And we'll be working on sending out the Prime Life Times. She's covering her face, so she will not be joining us for today's edition. But we have a lot of things laid out because there's a lot of things going on, beginning with the most recent event, the grand opening that's happening in 2 days in Danville.
Yeah.
The Downtown Danville Event Center. It's being launched. Mary Lewis is the new owner, and it was formerly the location of California Catering, but she's taken it over, and they're going to have First Friday events each month.
That's great.
And other activities. They can host your special meetings or bridal showers or anniversary celebration, family dinners. They're going to have Sunday brunch and buffets and all sorts of various activities. In fact, I think Great News Radio is going to host something in April there.
Oh, great.
Another thing that I
good
decided,
to know.
You know,
how far away is that? 1 month?
Yeah, we're working on that. Nancy Brain is asking me what are some good dates, and they'll feature different businesses, but it's the grand opening. It's happening from 5 to 9 p.m. this Friday night, the Downtown Danville Event Center, and it's located at 38 North Vermilion in Danville. So.
And there will be an ad in the March paper that we're waiting on.
Yeah, we're waiting on. We'll see it any minute now.
Yeah.
So if you pick up the edition today or tomorrow, you'll see it, but it's happening this Friday, so a couple of days away.
Yeah, right.
5 to 9 p.m., 38 North Vermilion in Danville, the grand opening. So it's a historic first ever event for the Downtown Danville Event Center. So.
Even if you miss the grand opening, which don't, but if you do, there will be plenty of events going on in that location.
Including
That's
great news radio.
Apparently.
Meeting all those great folks in Indiana.
Some of us do
know. Yeah. Well, we're still working it all out. And then the Danville Farmers Market. We appreciate them. They're advertising again in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, which will be here any minute.
I
can't wait to see it. But their next gathering will be March 9th. It's a Saturday. It's 10 to 2 p.m., and they have a new location, and then it was last month, and this month is at the First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin.
Like their parking lot, or
Farmer's
Market?
Well, the parking lot, and then the church. So
well, that's
it's
really
the
good,
first
that church. I love that kind of stuff.
Church.
I love that.
Yep. 100 North Franklin Street, and they'll have a lot of the same vendors as they've always had, but local produce, baked goods, meats, crafts, honeys, plants, and much, much more.
That's great.
So Saturday, March 9th, 10 to 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin. And then moving on,
oh,
we go
goodness.
Right into Lincoln Square here on March 9th, so that same day. So come here, hear the Great News Radio Children's Choir and the Singing Men of GNN sing at 3 o'clock? Nope. So what you'll need to do is start in Danville, be there from 10 to 2, then head this way.
You're just planning people's whole day out, aren't you?
Because the first 100, heard Ron's voice, Ron Bailey of the Blossom Basket.
Yeah, he was in yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. He is going to be donating 100 long stem roses. And what are those little things you put at the bottom of the rose?
Thorns.
No, not at the bottom.
Oh,
you put the stem in so it keeps it alive and watered.
Oh, those little like
what are those
called? Water little plastic something.
Those will be on them. So we'll have 100 for the first 100 people that sit through our Singing Men concert and the children's concert. Then when it's done, we'll go into the audience and hand out 100 of these long stem roses.
So nice.
Appreciate
Ron
doing
that.
And he's
going to put flowers in our window, too.
Yeah, that's going to be decorated on Thursday. Tomorrow. He was saying this time it won't just be not on one of what they call the fake ones. What's that
fake
material?
Artificial, synthetic, silk.
Yeah, silk.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. He said, you know, if he brings some live plants or flowers, would we water them each week? I said, oh, yeah, Marianne would be more than happy to do
thank
that.
Thank you. Sure. Yes, I actually am. I love flowers.
So we'll have the displays all set up with the Blossom Basket stuff. So
good.
We appreciate them.
I'm glad they're going to be real.
Yeah. So I think the combination of both.
Yeah.
Silk. Yeah,
that's
silk
great.
And then some real.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So
that's great.
Happening.
So the Home and Garden Expo, is that what it's called?
Yes, Home and Garden Expo is happening Saturday, March 9th, and actually Sunday, March 10th. Mm-hmm. But the Singing Men and the Children's Choir will be presenting at 3 p.m. on March 9th Saturday. So you can find out more at wcia.com/home-garden-expo.
Got it.
So, we appreciate our friends at WCIA. In fact, I can't remember, one of the salesmen was in the other day. He's a listener to Great
Ken
News Radio.
What's his name?
Oh, gosh.
Peterson? I can't remember.
The last name sounds right.
I wish I'd written
that. I see him once a year the last couple of years.
He's real nice.
Yeah, great guy.
You're a real nice person if you're listening.
Yeah, you tuned in. Sorry I forgot your name. I don't think he had a business card at the time.
I don't think so. He was just talking.
Yeah, he was talking and, you know, making sure that we knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And, they're sponsoring the Singing Men of GNN. And he said, have you seen the ad on the TV station?
Mm-hmm.
So they have like about a 15-second little blurb about
that's
the Singing
great.
Men singing. So
I like that.
Appreciate our friends there at WCIA and promoting this event. It's a free event for everyone, and then sponsoring the Singing Men and
nice
the Children's Choir to sing. So that's coming up. Then we have the 61st Annual Illinois Mennonite Relief Sale. 61, so likely 61 years in a row.
I would think so. And 61st annual.
Since like the 1800s.
What? Oh, my word.
No.
1800s.
So 61. So that's at least, 61 years. So
that's,
back to 58, 59.
That takes me back to my old Mennonite cookbook. I used to have More with Less. I bet some people out there are going to immediately
more
know what I'm
less.
Talking about.
Oh, that's
classic.
So
it was classic.
Yeah, that's March 15th and 16th at the Interstate Center in Bloomington, Illinois. You can find out more at ilreliefsale.org, and that stands for IllinoisReliefSale.org. Their 2019 theme is Courageous Compassion in Christ.
Oh, nice.
And then Friday night, they're going to have the chicken and fish dinner, and then many of the booths will be open. There'll be an auction on Friday night, and then all day Saturday from 6 a.m., they don't have a specific ending time, but they'll have pancakes and sausage in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The booths all open at 7 a.m., and then there's a grand auction at 8:30. Let's see, free admission and free parking, open to the public, and then a lot of the proceeds will help the Mennonite Relief student
in the compassionate
name of Christ.
You know some of that stuff's going to be just beautiful.
The quilts.
And I think
people always rave over the chicken dinner and the pancake and sausage breakfast.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. I
food,
lost track of what you were saying. I was just thinking to myself, I love pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, I love food in general, but I love pancake breakfast.
So that's happening at the Interstate Center in Bloomington, Illinois, March 15th and 16th. So it's a Friday and Saturday coming up
that
in
sounds
March.
Really, really fun.
Coming up in March.
Oh, my word. It makes me shake.
2 days. Wow.
It's almost
see.
Here.
I have one other thing. Okay. Well, a couple other things, but one other thing just to point out, our friends at the Midwest Central Railroad Club.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he came in last year with his conductor cap. Well, you know, those train guys.
So
is
fun.
That the conductor? You know, how it has the stripes
so.
On it.
Yeah, and a little bill in front.
Yep.
Little squared hat kind of.
Can't think of his name.
Oh,
there it is.
Apparently don't
Bruce,
remember anybody's
Bruce Stickers.
Name. Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, it's on the sheet here.
Oh,
but
good.
It was definitely Bruce. He's a listener, supporter to the
good.
Station. He's put on this, what do you call it, a mini model train presentation gathering.
Oh, I bet that would be really
And they
really
have all
sharp.
Sorts of train tracks set up.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Some of the trains are running, different sizes from the little, like, HBO, or the little tiny ones to the bigger sizes to everything you would ever need or want or dream about
is
available. They have all sorts of merchandise and experts.
Oh, I love those little stop signs going up and down.
Yeah.
All the things.
A little smoke comes out
of
like, the train. And So let's see. Model Trains at Lincoln Square, 2019 Model Train Show, Lincoln Square Village, 100 West High Street, so right here at Lincoln Square, Saturday, March 30th from 10 to 6, and then Sunday, March 31st, 11 to 4 p.m. Free admission, brought to you by the Midwest Central Railroad Club, the Illinois Terminal Division of the National Model Railroad Association, and the Urbana Free Library. More information, contact Mike Lehman at trainshow@IllinoisTerminalDivision.org or Bruce Stickers, 217-469-2793. Let's just give Bruce's number again. That's maybe an easy one for people to remember. 217-469-2793. The Model Trains at Lincoln Square is coming on Saturday and Sunday, March 30th and 31st. So.
I just know some kids I want to come and see that, too. I love model trains. And it makes me want to go to Curtis Orchard just to see that one little train going around the top of the restaurant, which also makes me think of food. And Meg's makes me want Curtis Orchard to open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be opening up a couple more months.
Soon enough.
Yeah. Let's see. Other than that, at the very end of the month, on that same Saturday at the I Hotel and Conference Center, the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be singing during the Youth Literature Festival. So that's kind of a great opportunity for the children to be singing. So they'll have to come here, see the trains. I think they sometimes have a little train ride or something.
Oh, my.
And then they'll go over and sing at the hotel. So we're multitasking. So your whole month of March is being planned out for you, everyone.
Mark,
so.
You're a regular hub of information these days.
Hub?
What?
Like a hub? A train hub?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I don't know if they really have a hub.
Wow, we're venturing it.
Well,
I don't know.
A hub can also be like a station area, like a hub where all the railroads merge and come together.
Yes.
I think that could work. Okay.
You're a regular one of those. You got all these piles of information people have brought to you and talked to you about.
Everyone drops their information off here, and maybe
it's
you
true.
Have some information.
Yeah.
So right here at Lincoln Square, Unit 112, right across from the ping pong table and the big chalkboard. All right, so typically being Wednesday, we talk about the Prime Life Times. Well, the new edition, March edition, will be in any minute, maybe within the hour or two, and then we'll be sending them out to our almost 250-plus locations.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to do a little review, maybe?
Well, you know, I was just thinking this morning, I thought the paper's not here, it's not here, and then I realized as I looked back, I thought, what have we left out at Times as we look back on this paper? And one of the things is our Prime Life Poets section.
Oh, yes.
You know, occasionally we've mentioned it, but I'd like to really encourage people to submit their poems and don't be afraid. But we have a few, and I'd love to read one that never got read.
And if you're going to submit it, type it up. Obviously, the ideal is on a Word document or something so that we can take that information and, you know, we don't have to read your writing and then retype it and everything. It needs to be all typed up. Obviously, the best way would be in a Word document that can be emailed to us.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Ralph Butzo, for all your poems. Mm. There's never time to read everything in the paper on these Wednesdays, but so much. I was looking through this morning and thought, oh, this one or that one or so many things we never read, but I'd like to read this one.
Okay, what's this titled?
It's about a veteran died today.
And then what edition?
It was November.
November's edition.
2018.
Okay.
All right. And then I have an announcement about a veterans club. So, okay. A veteran died today from our November 2018 Prime Life Times. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast. And he sat around the Legion telling stories of the past, of a war that he once fought in, and deeds that he had done. In his exploits with his buddies, they were heroes, every one. Though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, all his buddies listened quietly. They knew whereof he spoke. We'll hear his tales no longer, for old Joe has passed away, and the world's a little poorer. A veteran died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary, very quiet sort of life. He held a job and raised his kids, went quietly on his way. The world won't note his passing, though a veteran died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell their stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a veteran goes unnoticed and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land some guy who breaks his promise and cons his fellow man? Or the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life? The politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are often disproportionate to the service that he gives. The ordinary veteran, who offered up his all, is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It is not the politician, with his compromise and ploys, who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you really want a politico with this ever-waffling stand? Or would you want a veteran to protect your home and kin, just a common veteran who would fight until the end? He was just a common veteran, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we might need his likes again. For when nations are in conflict, we find the veteran's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps a simple headline in the paper that might say, "Our country is in mourning. A veteran died today." I love
Who submitted that?
Nobody. It's unknown. Just found it. And please submit your stuff. These poetry is so touching.
Wow. I'm thinking I have to have you record that for whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, or the 4th of July, and put that into a little two-minute announcement spot.
That's
powerful. Yeah. Just keep that one out. I'll have that for our next holidays.
Well, this very day, and this is in our current February paper, which we'll probably not read much more from now because March is coming today, but this very day we have a notice from the Loda Township Public Library saying we want to invite people, veterans, to join fellow veterans at the Loda Township Public Library in Loda today, Wednesday, February 27th at 1 p.m. for a Veterans Book Club meeting. I think that is so cool. It really sounds good. It says the new Veterans Book Club started just this January 30th, with the first book being What Is It Like to Go to War? By Carl Melantes. But local author Sarah Sheldon, who wrote The Few, the Proud, Women Marines in Harm's Way, spoke at the first meeting and says the library, we will supply the space and the books if you come.
So if they build it, if they provide the space, you need to come. If you're a veteran.
Yeah.
Or
it's a veterans book club that just started. Terry Hennessy just started.
Wow. So that's today.
It's today.
In Loda.
Yeah.
Is there a phone number to call for more information?
Let's see here. I don't see the phone number. You can look it up on the web, I'm sure. I wish we had that.
And that's at the Loda Library.
Mm-hmm. Loda Township Library.
And then what time do they need to be there?
It's at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, here's a number. Here's this. If you're interested, call 217-386-2783.
One more time for those that are driving or riding along and you're going to pause, because this would be a great one. If you're a veteran, you like to read, you want to be a part of a club.
Yeah. Okay, February 27th, Wednesday, today, 1 o'clock. Veterans Book Club meeting. If you're interested, call 217-386-2783. 217-386-2783.
And that's at the Loda Library, Loda, Illinois.
Township Library.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Enough time for Joey's article?
If so, I'd love to read it.
Okay, we'll see if we can pull this off.
We are truly moving on to March.
And this is in the March edition, which hopefully will be arriving
in our hands any minute.
So we can run out and get it filled up everywhere.
I love this. This is his every month column, Wayside Chapel. God's Peace by Joey Kroll. I don't know about you, but I'm afraid of heights. Flying in an airplane has never appealed to me. The story has been told of a young boy coloring while flying on a passenger plane. During the flight, the plane experienced some heavy turbulence where everyone was instructed to fasten their seatbelts to ensure their safety. Then, just as suddenly as it had begun, the turbulence ended. One passenger noticed that the little boy didn't even flinch. In fact, he kept coloring. As the plane began its descent, the man said to the boy, "You're just a little boy, but I've never met a braver person in all my life. Tell me, young man, how is it that you remained so calm while all of us adults were so afraid?" Looking him in the eye, the boy said, "My father is the pilot, and he's taking me home." When you and I know who is in the cockpit of our lives, we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding. We can experience the peace when the doctor tells us the news that we've been dreading. We can experience that peace when we lose our job. We can experience that peace in the midst of any heartbreaking circumstance. Dr. Billy Graham once said, "Christ alone can bring lasting peace, peace with God, peace among men and nations, and peace within our hearts. The turbulence may be rough, but the pilot can be trusted."
Amen.
Dr.
If we
Joey
can believe
Kroll.
In our own earthly dad, like this child, how much more our Heavenly Father.
I know. I'm okay. Everything. I can keep coloring. My daddy's taking me home.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We're hopefully waiting for that Primelight Times to arrive any minute, and we'll get that delivered to our 200-plus area locations in the next couple of days and pick up your edition of the Primelight Times, and we'll have more stories next Wednesday.
You bet.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.